Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We always love talking with Pat. There's no doubt about it. But I think it becomes even more critical this time of year. The weather starts to turn. We get to Thanksgiving, December. You just never know what you're going to get in Western New York. I mean, I always joke that I've become the world's best amateur meteorologist to try and check on the weather and what's going on. But I rely on Pat to tell me, and I know a lot of you have been wondering as well, and especially considering this game was supposed to be a 4:25 p.m. start. It got switched to a 1 p.m. start. We're in December. You never know what you're going to get this time of year with the weather in Buffalo. So we bring him in now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, buddy. I hope you had a great, great Thanksgiving.
I did. Very nice. But, you know, I'm glad we are speaking because the forecast for this Sunday has been, you know, changing a bit. So getting, you know, the latest out there for the game is critical because weather is going to have an impact on Sunday's game, Sal.
All right. Well, let's get right to it then. What do you see for Sunday? Then we'll talk a little bit about the weekend surrounding it as well. But what do you have for Sunday for us for a 1 p.m. kickoff?
So even though we didn't like the outcome, this kind of has vibes from the last time the Bengals were here, where if you remember that playoff game where the field was kind of slippery. Remember that?
Oh, and I remember
had,
it, yeah.
Light snow. It may not be exactly like that, but it's kind of got that feel. In the morning, we're going to see light snow developing, and I think there's going to be pretty much some chances of light snow throughout the day Sunday. And, you know, I think the snow will actually be picking up a bit as we head towards game time. So, luckily, there's no wind, Sal. This is going to be just some light snow.
Woo-hoo!
Some kind of festive decorative, but no wind. That's our nemesis this time of the year. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe an inch or two during the game. So, you know, they'll be having to clear it from the field. But, you know, nobody's going to get stuck. Nobody, you know, getting to and from the game should be okay. So this is not a major deal. But again, there will be snow falling probably throughout the game on Sunday.
What are the temps looking like?
So, okay, that's another good thing. It's not frigid, all right? This is, I mean, it's cold, but it's, you know, it's 30 degrees at kickoff, maybe 32, and then falling just a few degrees throughout the game. I'm just trying to envision if this is playing better for us having a 1 o'clock game versus a 4:30.
I was going to ask you that question. I was going to ask you, if the game wasn't moved, would it have been drastically different?
I think the snow will begin tapering off starting at 4:30. So this might have made the game a bit snowier.
Okay.
Having been flexed to 1 o'clock. Yeah, I do think that.
I still like, I'd rather have the 1 o'clock game. Plus the temperatures would have dropped more, right? I mean, you're talking about 4:30 to 7:30.
100%. In fact, that is a very good point. So I amend my thought there. It is going to get really cold again Sunday night and Monday. Sunday night and Monday are going to be like today, temperature-wise, okay? So this Arctic air that we had this morning,
it's
cold. Single digits,
yeah.
That kind of weather is coming back next week, Monday. So that cold air is arriving Sunday night. So had there been a 4:30 kickoff, despite maybe not as much snow falling, it would have been a whole lot colder for a 4:30 game. That is for sure. Good point.
So, Pat Hammer, by the way, joining us in the Western Hotline, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. Looking at the weekend, I have a couple of questions for you. Number one, just how will it be in general for anybody here? We have a lot of Christmas stuff going on this weekend. I know there's several holiday parties. There's foundations and events. I have a couple I have to go to tonight. And then I just had George Halgovich and Mark Schmidt on a big game at UB tomorrow at 2 p.m. What are we looking like if people want to come to the game? They want to do stuff out and about. There's Christmas markets going on. How's the weekend look?
Yeah, so one of the things that I think we've kind of noticed since Thanksgiving that we've got some cold. We've had lots of opportunities for snow, but there hasn't been like a lot. So, and I think that's going to be the case again this weekend. We are going to see snow tomorrow as well. There is going to be a little lake effect coming in probably later in the morning and into the afternoon. It's not going to last all that. Well, there might be some light snow throughout the day, but what I'm trying to say is the amounts tomorrow will not be heavy. We're talking maybe an inch or so, maybe a little bit more. But that's kind of, you know, there's an opportunity of that throughout the day. So, and, you know, it probably will affect most of the area. So expect some light snow tomorrow. Tomorrow's temperatures, though, a little warmer. We're going to bounce up to the mid to upper 30s tomorrow. That snow tapers down. Tapers off, I would say, tomorrow evening. And then there's no snow Saturday night. So we should have dry weather for anything that you're doing festivity-wise Saturday night. No travel issues. But then Sunday is when that snow ramps up again. So, yeah, it's going to be kind of a snowy weekend, Sal. But Sunday looks a little snowier than Saturday at this point.
All right, what are we looking at heading into next week?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, so next week, you brought up Thanksgiving, which is kind of when all this started, right? On the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, it was snowing like crazy. And then, of course, we had, which I thought just kind of added to the atmosphere for the holidays. Next week, this is kind of got old-fashioned winter feel to it, okay? Next week looks cold as well. And it starts off Monday with a repeat of what we had today. We're gonna have a high on Monday of like 20, so it's actually gonna be colder. And then Monday night into Tuesday, we're down into the single digits once again. Then we have a chance of light snow on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. All right. The snow on Wednesday, it may warm up a bit where it possibly mixes with a little rain, but probably just generally some snow. The difference, though, with Wednesday's snow, it's going to come with wind. So we're going to have kind of a windy, snowy day on Wednesday, a chance of some light snow again Thursday, and then another attack of Arctic air next weekend. So this cold is holding. It's not going anywhere. There is no thaw coming. Winter is really locking in, and it looks like it's going to stay that way, you know, through next week, you know, even leading, I know it's getting out there, even leading to the holidays. So this has got a real cold, snowy feel
Let me ask you this. I know it's tough this time of year because, you know, the lake effect and all that, but the Bills games are all in the Northeast, right? I mean, like you have a game here. Then you have a game in New England, then you have a game in Cleveland, then it's Christmas, then back here. Like, is this impacting the whole Northeast, or are we a little different here because of the lake and all that?
No. I think it could impact. Yeah, from Cleveland to New England, like you said, the cold is here for everyone. Kind of hard to pinpoint when the snow is going to fall. But, yeah, this is not, unique to Western New York. I mean, and by the way, this cold is kind of headline making in that it's kind of the whole region, and it's long lasting, right? I mean, again, we talk about cold. Oh, you know, it's going to warm up in a couple of days and blah blah blah. This is cold that's hanging around here and in Cleveland and in New England. So there may be more impactful wintry games to close out the season for sure.
I'm eyeing that New England game next week, 1 p.m. in Foxborough, and then the Bills go to Cleveland. But how about this? I read this. A reporter, Joe Shad, who covers the Dolphins. So the Dolphins next week, the Dolphins play Monday Night Football in Pittsburgh, okay? And he wrote, long-range forecast for Dolphins at Steelers, 29 degrees, real feel of 15, chance of sleet or freezing rain for the Dolphins at Steelers Monday night on the 15th.
I see that. That is
that's crazy.
That's a pretty good.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Oh my! Oh, I hate it.
I know.
I don't mind for them. I would hate it for us, obviously, if I had to be in it.
Sitting out in that for four quarters, no thanks.
I know.
I mean, this is the whole cold air that's going to be around for everyone. So, including Dolphins. That's going to be a shell shock for them. But yeah, this is going to be an interesting next couple weeks leading up to Christmas, and I think there's just as much of an opportunity for cold and snow in Cleveland and New England as it is here. So get ready.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, the good news is they have Sunday games, so we'll just keep talking on Fridays, and I'll talk to you again next week.
I love it, and yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Sal, and just layer up, my friend. Despite it not being that cold, the snow kind of makes it feel colder on Sunday.
I had like four layers on last week. I was good last week in Pittsburgh. It wasn't bad. It was a little chilly. It was pretty windy. The wind got you last week. The wind was biting a little bit last week, you know? So
yeah,
wasn't that bad.
That's the one thing we don't have to deal with this Sunday is the wind. That's for sure.
Love that. All right, Pat. Thanks a lot, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
All right, that is Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about what's going on in the NFL this particular weekend. I can't believe it. It's already week 14 of the National Football League.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.